Did you ever do that?
You mean a halter or a bridle?
Well, this is something you would have that would have been it that would have you'd have put over its mouth so that it could reach down in and eat.
Oh, I know what you mean, but I don't know what the proper name for
okay.
it is.
Y'all didn't really use those.
No.
Would it? Does feedback sound right?
Feedback would probably be about right.
Okay. Now I do want to ask you about the halter and the bridle. I want you to look at a diagram of a well, first of all, of a saddle, and see if you can tell me.
We're not.
Yeah,
let me
let you look at this saddle. If you could tell me, do you know what number one is here? This part right here.
That's a horn.
Okay, and how about number 14?
Seat.
Okay, and this back part.
I don't know what you'd call that.
Okay, call it cantle.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay, how about number three? The thing the horn sits
that's
on.
That's the swells.
Okay, swelts.
I guess you'd call it the swells.
Okay, that's good. Okay, and this string right here, does it have a name, number 12? Or either?
Well, they have a name for it, but I don't know what it
okay,
would be.
Okay. You ever heard it called like a saddle string?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds reasonable.
Okay. And number 10?
That's a stirrup.
Okay. Now, would number 11 here have a name, this part right in here?
Well, it'd have a name, but I don't know what to
okay.
call it.
How about number 8? Would it have, would you know that, the name of that?
I wouldn't know the name of that
okay.
either.
How about number 13, the part that goes underneath the horse?
That's a cinch.
Great, okay. Let me let you look at a bridle here. Do you know number 1 here, the part that goes around the front of the horse's head?
Well, they got different names for it, but to me it's just a bridle.
Okay, the whole thing is a bridle.
A bridle.
The part, so,
well, these are the reins here.
Number 5 and number 6.
Yeah.
Okay. With the part that goes under his neck?
Throat latch.
Throat latch, great. How about the part that goes behind his ears, number 9?
I can't tell you
okay.
that.
Would number 3 have a name? Those things that go down
probably do, but I can't tell you what it is.
Okay.
That's the bit.
Okay, number 8 is the bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Or number, this would be the bit down here, number 11.
That's the bit.
Okay. Do these little rings here have a name, number 10?
Probably do, but
okay.
I don't know what they'd be.
Okay. All right. That's great. okay. And these are just some more things on the farm or the ranch. The thing that they used to rope cattle with. That rope that they used, and they'd rope cattle with
a bull whip?
A
black snake or a bull whip?
okay. And the thing, if they were whipping their own horse, that thing would be called a what?
Quirt, I guess.
Okay. And how about the thing they used to rope cattle with?
That's a lasso or a lariat.
All right. Those are pretty much the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing that has a wheel on the front of it and a bucket and then two handles that you...
Wheelbarrow?
Yeah. Did they have those in the early days?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I was wondering about if you've ever heard of a gunny sack.
Gunny sack, sure.
Okay. Is that what most folks around here would call them?
That's what the feed used to be in.
Okay, that's what the feed would come in.
Yeah.
Would they ever call them just burlap bags or...
No, burlap wasn't exactly a gunny sack.
Okay. Now, what in the early days, what would they have used to sharpen tools on the farm, like a plow, a plow blade, or knives and things like that?
Well, grindstone.
Okay.
And for a plowshare, why, blacksmith, they'd heat that.
Heat it up and get it
yeah.
get it real sharp. But a grindstone for knives.
For knives and so on.
Okay. Now, do you remember if your father would have had anything...